From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
US update is what's going on.
Oh, it's the start, Michael, what is going to be quite a pivotal 2 to 3 days, not only for the share market, but for interest rate direction as well, because starting from now, this week, we have got a whole raft of economic announcements, of company announcements, of central bank announcements that I think are going to move markets. So buckle in for a bit of volatility between now and the end of the week, because first up, you've got a lineup of the central banks. You've got Bank of Japan, you've got Bank of England, and then Thursday morning our time, we've got the most important one of this Federal Reserve, because it's key for interest rates around the world. Now, they're probably going to hold that Fed funds rate steady, so no move, but markets are looking for confirmation of where that Fed funds rate is going to go between now and the end of the year. That could move US interest rates, and particularly long-term rates here are sensitive to moves in US long-term rates. So we've got to cover that. Then we've got economic data that's important between now and the end of the week. A key piece of data out Friday night, US non-farm payrolls, US labor market data, very important for the Fed, because we've been talking about this soft landing for the US economy. The labor market is an important component of that. Overnight, Mike, we've had what are called JOLTS, or that's the job opening data. That number sort of a precursor to non-farm payrolls, and it's come in higher than expected, which suggests strength in the US labor market, which is kind of not consistent with the recent softening of data that we've seen. Over 8 million open positions over there. The previous month was revised higher as well, but the unemployment rate was a little bit higher than expected. So, a little bit of both sides there. And to keep us on our toes, Mike, these company results keep rolling in, and it's packed over the next couple of days. You've got four of the Magnificent Seven reporting. You've got Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Facebook. So we're going to have to cover those as well. And the NASDAQ, the tech index, as we look at it overnight, it's quite a bit lower. It was over, sort of getting up to sort of 1.5% fall. It's brought that back a bit. That's because NVIDIA, another one of those big tech mega caps, that's currently down 6% in trading overnight, dragging the whole tech sector down. So it's a lot going on, and we'll keep you posted over the next couple of days.
Good stuff. Then we come to the hard landing from Air New Zealand. Bit of a reality check.
Yeah, exactly. So pivot away from US and offshore markets, and we come to these emission targets. Interesting development. Air New Zealand yesterday announced that it's withdrawn from its 2030 carbon intensity reduction target. It will also withdraw from what I call the science-based targets initiative. So that's a UK-based initiative. It promotes science-based targets for companies with what it says is a clearly defined path to reduce emissions in line with the Paris Agreement goals. According to their website, they've got over 5,000 businesses around the world working with that initiative. Now, basically what Air New Zealand's saying, Mike, is that it can't manage the factors that it needs to be able to manage to achieve those targets. And it's quoting factors such as availability of new aircraft, it can't control that, affordability and availability of alternative jet fuels, global and domestic regulatory and policy support. So these are all outside of their control and remain challenging. Now, challenging is the highlighted word of the year in business commentary. We're seeing it everywhere. But Mike, this follows on from a recent decision in Australia by Fortescue, basically pulling back from its green hydrogen development as well. So look, in a nutshell, Mike, what both of these decisions are highlighting is this transition to green technology, to low carbon emissions, to making those targets. It's complicated and it's hard. And the other thing, though, is this transition, if they want to make those targets, and you probably don't want to hear this, it may need further regulatory support and potentially further government investment to actually hit those targets, which, exactly. Which, and who pays for that?
Dead right. Pays for that? What are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow Jones is actually going the opposite way from the NASDAQ because it's got less impact of the tech comes. It's up 270 points, 0.5%, 40,747. The S&P 500 down 35.64%, 5,428. The NASDAQ down 186 points as we look at it, 17,184. The FTSE 100 down 18 points overnight. That's about 0.2%, 8,274. The Nikkei gained 0.15, 385.25 was the close there. Shanghai Composite down 0.4%, 2,879. The Aussies yesterday, they lost just under 0.5% on the ASX 200, 7,953. But we went the other way. We gained 0.6% on the NZX 50, closing up 77 points, 12,000. 391. Kiwi dollar has bounced a little bit, 0.5900 against the US, 0.9021 against the Aussie, 0.5456 euro, 0.4598 against the pound, 90.39 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,405, and Brent crude continues to just drift lower, $78.87.
You go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.